The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Well, we really wanted the Holy Spirit to flow through us. So this morning we got up and we started just filling early on in the Holy Spirit. And so we just want you to know that we're not drunk in the Holy Spirit. We're just very, very filled in the Holy Spirit. And so that might explain why sometimes joy will come on us or other things. And we want you to experience that too. So if you would just, we're going to just take a few seconds to fill up. And I'd like you to close your eyes. And this is what we do with the kids. Just hold your hands open and just say, Lord. Okay, Lord, just fill us with your presence. It's not a striving thing. You just say, Lord, fill us. And then just wait and see, is he going to touch you? How does he touch you? He touches everybody different. I get just doses of joy. All right. Okay. All right. Are anyone feeling it? Do you feel something? Sometimes you get a peace. It touches you all different, and it's just a very unique experience that I want you to feel.
It says everlasting joy will be on their heads.
Amen. I love it. We need some joy right now. Okay, now you can stop, and you know you can transfer it. So we're just going to blow some Holy Spirit at you. We just want to just release it on you, Lord. And we ask the Holy Spirit's presence to be in this room. And then we'd appreciate if you would throw some back at us. Thank you. All right. So this is a kid's service. So we're going to get going.
It's about the harvest, too.
And it's about the harvest. I loved your vision you had, Janelle, because that was just, I was like, yes, God. I was excited about the popcorn. I wish I had seen that myself. So, all right. And okay. So we're going to get started, and it is about the harvest. It's also a children's service. So we do want to just tell you, we're going to incorporate some things for kids. And so if you just kind of flow with us on that one, bear with us if it seems a little elementary for you. Okay. All right. So we'll get started. Are you ready, church? Are you ready, Jim? Go.
Yeah, I'm ready. I remember this. So earlier in the week, you know, we were talking about gardening and sowing seeds and then the harvest and stuff. So I went to our little garden that we have there and I just thought some deep thoughts. I thought, man should never plant a garden bigger than his wife could take care of. And then I thought deeper, I thought to myself, okay, well, if there's a man standing out in his garden and he's speaking and there's no women around, would he still be wrong? Would he still be wrong out there? And so then I thought deeper than that, and I thought, I think and so I am, is what I thought. And then it kind of crescendoed into this thing like, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And then it went into a song and it said, and peace shall guide our plants and love shall clear the bars. This is the dawning of the age of asparagus, the age of asparagus.
Okay, Jim. He's giving all his deep thoughts, and we haven't even got started. So we need to start at the beginning, all right? Okay. So, and God started at the beginning in Genesis. So if you open your Bibles up to Genesis, kids, that's the first book in your Bible, Genesis, and we're at the first chapter, chapter 1. All right. Which is Genesis 1:12. All right. And the land produced vegetation, plants bearing seeds according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seeds according to their kind. And that is so cool. And I just want to stop on this point for just a little bit, because all you kids, when you go to school, you get into science class and they teach you this out the evolution theory, which is, you know, we were formed as amoeba, you know, a single cell, and then we go through over time, and we've evolved into this, into who we are today. And they've got fossil facts that they show you. And I just wanted to show you that you have some facts for the creation theory, because we believe the creation theory that God made the earth and he made plants and animals, each after their own kind. And so I need some help from Kit. The seed is in itself. Always. Let's see how smart our kids are. Oh, let's take that out. Oh, well, here, I went for a walk. If you go for a walk, you'll find milkweed seeds. You'll find seeds all over the place. And the seed, what will happen? What will come after this? When this falls to the ground, who knows what will come after that? What, Brent? A plant. Yeah, a milkweed plant, to be exact. And then I have this little sumac plant. Now, this is your question. Here's a deep question just for kids. We'll see how smart they are. If I plant a banana, what am I going to get? What? Little louder. Go ahead. Anybody. A banana tree. Well,
the seeds of the banana.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. You guys are way too smart, smarter than us. Okay. How about a pear? If I plant a pear, we'll get better. What will I get? A pear tree. Oh, you got man. It. Oh, we've got smart kids. How about an avocado? Oh. All right. Okay. Lemon, shout it out. Lemon. You guys are way too smart. Apple. Here's the one I've been waiting for. Acorn. Oh, I gotcha. It's an oak tree, but it's just called something different. Yep.
And does it work like that with animals too?
Yes.
Oh, it does. You mean like a dog has a dog and a cat has a cat and a giraffe has a giraffe? Wow, everywhere I look, I see a seed in a seed. I can't go outside to my mailbox and not see that a seed is in a seed. And you know what? It's always been in it. It's never been something different.
So when
isn't that amazing?
And if you're in school and they show you these facts of skulls, then you can pull out your facts. You can say, wait a minute. I see the creation facts everywhere I look. I can show you 1,000 examples just today. I could walk outside and show you grass and apples and trees and dogs and people all right there for you. And so you have some defense because you have actual facts. They have some theories and some fossils that you can't touch or see. And God gave you everything that you can touch and see.
So she has a bone to pick with some of them.
I do have a bone to pick. And sorry if that goes against somebody's theories, but all right.
But anyway, then not only that, but then people were so surprised because when they looked in the seed was in itself. They looked and they reached down in there. And they found out, hey, you don't only get one seed, you get a bunch of seeds. And it's like multiplied on there. It's just amazing that God
Bob's
just
face is just
a whole
going,
bunch of
seeds. Oh. This is kid appeal.
But, and then we grew an apple tree 20 years ago. And it's got seeds in it. You know, and was planted by one seed. Now millions of seeds have come from it. Millions, because it's been 20 years and it's just full of apples. And who knows how many other trees were planted by it. But it's like, it was amazing. Like Abraham said, that he told Abraham, your seed would be like the stars of the heavens and like the sands of the sea, because it multiplies just like our dinner table, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're a little bit older. When we started off, when we sat at our table or we had a holiday, it was grandma, grandpa, and our little kids. But now, when we have a holiday, our seeds are starting to multiply. We have table and we line up all the tables from, you know, one end of the living room all the way to the end. And we look and we go, There's just multiplication in our families. And we go, where are we going to put them in a few years when we have more grandchildren? And if you're a grandma, grandpa, you see that too. You see that your seed is multiplying. And so these are just two basic facts we want you to think of as we move on. That one, a seed is in a seed. If you plant something, it's always going to give you back that same return. And also that if you plant a seed, it multiplies. What you plant just come back one, it comes back many. So those are our two basic things we're thinking about as we move ahead. Because just like in the natural, it's in the spiritual realm too. And the Bible says in Galatians 6:7.
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
Happens every time because it's a law. Just like gravity. You never question if I drop something. You wouldn't wonder, is it going to go up or down? Gravity pulls things down. And seeds are, if you sow them, you'll reap them. All right. So what are you planting? There's some yellow sheets in there. And if you need a sheet, we can hand them out. So if you need one and you're the kind of person that likes to jot, feel free to use that, okay? And so we're going to start with, what are you planting? We plant things all the time.
Consciously or unconsciously.
And unconsciously, that's true. So we thought we would start with finances only because that's something that's really tangible. Most people sit down and you think, well, what are we going to do? We're going to pay the rent, we're going to do this. It's tangible. So why don't you give us just a few verses.
In Luke 6:38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. You know that sowed and come back. And then 2 Corinthians 9:6, it says, if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. We just have a little garden, so we only get a few tomatoes and stuff like that. But that's the way it works. And in Malachi, it says, prove me. See if I won't do that. Jesus said, if you give, it shall be given unto you. Pressed down and shaken over shall men give into your bosoms. So that's the way it works with your finances. And it also works in your family that way.
Yeah, it does. Like, now, if you're a young parent, you know that you are sowing seeds continually all day long into your kids. Pick up your toys, brush your teeth, wash your hands, go to sleep. You know, all day long, you're sowing all this practical good into them. And then at nighttime, you're probably saying, okay, can I hear your prayers? And, you know, let's pray before dinner. And you're constantly sowing all these wonderful, wonderful seeds into your kids. You also are encouraging them, which is, you know, is the best thing you can do, because when your kids are little, they believe everything that you tell them. So when you tell them you are smart, what does that do for them? I'm smart. You are beautiful. I'm beautiful. And you're building this strong, wonderful plant, this, you know, planting all these wonderful seeds in your kids. And then later when they go out and they get in amongst other people and they throw them something negative, they've got a good, strong tree inside them. No, I'm smart.
And you could be planting unconsciously too. I've seen two kids at camp, two little pudgy kids, and they were both mad. One said, you spit on me. And so they had to call the counselors over there. Said, oh, we don't spit on people. You know, but they said, teacher, they were fighting, but my dad told me to stick up for myself. And so that was a seed that was planted a long time ago.
You're planting, whether you know it or not, all day long. You're planting good and sometimes bad in kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I know, here we go. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. And we're now at the place we're seeing some of our kids grow up, and you know, they find a place, at least with us, our kids find a place where it's like, well, they start questioning, you know, not mom and dad's faith, but is it my faith? And sometimes they'll go out and try some different things, you know, and then they get their own solid faith because they were trained up that way. And they come back and it's their faith. And so train up your kids. And if you've got some that are testing the waters and finding it for themselves, relax, because you've done the training and they will come back.
And then, like, amen. Generational things, some things get passed down through your family. Like, remember the story of Isaac and Rebecca? How Rebecca said, to go tell Isaac, put on these wool here, and you're going to go deceive your dad. And so then they went and deceived him. But the same thing happened with him when he went to live with Laban, that he ended up getting Leah for a wife who was veiled. And it kept on going like that to Joseph, his own son, who they took the cloak and said he lied. So some things just keep passed on the family. You need to get rid of out of the family, them things that have been planted in there.
So take some time and think, is there something in my family, my generation, that's been passed on down, that's a bad seed that you can think of?
Like grandpa did this all the time, or grandma did that all the time.
A lot of times you'll say, oh, you're just like your grandma. Grandma lied all the time.
Or the apple didn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's, you know, a lot of times we have positive that's being passed down. Sometimes it's negative. So if it comes, we're just asking the Holy Spirit, pop ideas into your mind. So if for some reason something pops in your mind that the Holy Spirit puts there, like, yeah, there is a seed of deceitfulness that we want to break, or a seed of this or that. Just take some time today and just break that off. Don't keep spreading the seed if it's a weed, right?
And then, like in husbands and wives, planting and sowing, Hosea 8:7. And I know a little bit about planting and you know, reaping harvest in the marriage, because I've planted and reaped different things. It says, you shall sow the wind, but you shall reap the whirlwind. Sometimes, you know, you're going to go out there and you're going to give this negative seed, and it comes in the multiplication back at you, just like, I heard, like, Jim, don't say that or something. And then I heard my six kids, dad, or whatever, you know. So you not only get what you sow, but you reap the whirlwind sometimes when you're sowing some things, because it gets multiplied onto yourself.
Have you ever done that? Started a fight and then wished you never had? Like, whoa, I'm getting it back. Woohoo!
Because it just works that way. You can't even think, it's mentally not right to think that you're going to sow a negative seed and get a positive result. It never works. It never has worked. You will never sow a negative seed and get a positive result from it.
Have you ever tried, though? It seems like sometimes we try that. You know?
Yeah, maybe they'll listen, huh?
The nag, you know, you nag. Maybe if I say it enough times, this will get fixed. Or maybe if I do this enough times. But, you know, the negative never has a positive result. So remember that. Think of what you're doing. Is this negative? Is this a negative response I'm putting out to my spouse? Because you're going to get a negative return. So positive if you want positive to come back at you. That's
implant
a good thing.
Love
implant
and joy
love
and peace.
And joy and peace.
I have somebody I want to introduce you to here. This is Gordy here, and he's Moroccan, you know. And Gordy here.
We're sowing. Now we're into unconsciously. You know, these are things we consciously do. Here's some things we sometimes consciously don't do.
Yeah, and Gordy, he's Moroccan here, and you know, he's usually a happy guy, but he has some deep fears. He worries that maybe someday he'll be squashed. And also that people will think that he's out of his mind or out of his gourd, you know? And he has thoughts inside of his head like this that are seeds.
Deep seeds. Whoops.
He has seeds in his... Yeah, he lost his gourd.
He lost his gourd. He flipped his wig.
Yeah, he flipped his wig too.
Yeah.
But sometimes your self-talk... What you're doing, you're talking, your conversations inside yourself, you might be judging people or whatever, they come back to you too. They're like boomerangs. They're like, if you judge somebody, you will be judged with the same judgment. They're like a boomerang coming straight back to you. Like an echo when you send it out. It comes right back to you, your thoughts, if you're judging people and different things. It might be for other people or just for yourself. You might always say to yourself inside, I'm not good at that. Or, well, this never works out this way. Them seeds are planted and they come out too. You reap them things.
Like you think about every time you have a negative thought, it's like planting a seed, like one of the seeds in Gordy's head. You've got those seeds and you're planting that seed. So say you think to yourself 5 times in a day, I'm no good. That's 5 seeds. That was four. Yeah, Gordy. Oh, so think of that. You're planting a garden. What if it's bitterness and you're planting this day after day after day? You're going to have a huge garden of weeds. And have you ever pulled weeds? They're hard to get out. So don't do it. Don't plant negative into yourself. And don't plant, you know, sometimes we think that if we don't say it, it's okay. I've made that mistake. My daughter has some friends, and there's a friend that I don't really like, but I didn't say it, but I thought it, and I judged her. And I'll tell you what, she said, "Mom, you don't like my friend very much, do you? Why would you say that?" You know, and I said, "Well, I don't think she feels like you like her either." I'm like, "Really? I feel so bad." And I did. I felt so bad that I allowed my thoughts of negativity to flow out of me and affect this young girl. And how many times have we done it? How many times have you felt it? Have you been with somebody sometime and you just felt it? Like, they don't like me. There's something going there. Your thoughts are felt by others.
And Jesus said, and many times he said, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said unto them.
Yes.
You know, it's like your thoughts have actions, so body language and everything.
In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, take captive every thought. We are responsible for our thought life, whether it's hurting us, whether our thoughts, which we do, we all have those thoughts, don't we, that are negative towards us in some way or the other, or negative to others, and those thoughts are actually planting, if you can think about it, little gardens in us. So why not plant beautiful gardens in us? So instead of bitterness flowing out of us because we've been planting that anger in us over and over and over, let's let joy flow out of us. I used to sing this song to my kids because I homeschooled, and I changed the words just a little bit. It goes like this. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here, have you heard this before? Here is my handle. Here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, get your homework out and get started right now. You homeschoolers know that. But that's the way, you know, sometimes we're like that too. We just, you know, you're just soaking it in, you know, you're that little teapot. How long can you hold it before the steam pops out? How long can you hold those negative thoughts in you, or that evil, or whatever it is that's in you? How long do you think you can keep it in here before you blow and it pours out just like an old teapot, you know?
Act as a blossom of thought is what it is.
So, okay, enough on that. Matthew, judge not others. Okay. All right. Now we're going to talk about attitude, because our attitudes actually are formed from seeds we have planted in our own self. And we've got bad seeds and good seeds. One of the ways you can tell your attitude is a little bit by how you're feeling. So if you are feeling sad, then you have to think, well, what's my attitude to this? Or if you're feeling depressed or angry or bitter, chances are you've got a bad attitude. And Jim, I once I walked in there and I said, I don't know, I'm just feeling kind of sad. I don't know, it just came over me, I just feel sad. You know, I'm looking for some sympathy here, please. And Jim walks by and goes, oh, well, those are just feelings, change them. And he walks out there and I'm going, oh, well, I guess they are. And then I just had to change my thinking, you know? It's like, oh, change my thinking. I have this lake. Is that next?
Well, you can't think one nice thing in your mind. You can't think of a positive and negative thing at the same time. So you can change your thoughts. It's impossible to think of a positive and negative thing
just
at the same time. So if you change it to a positive and keep growing so it doesn't spiral down.
Just try it. Can you think of a negative and a positive at the same time? You just can't. So if you're in the negative and you're thinking negative, just change it to a positive. There's always something positive that you can change it to.
And in Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are right, whatsoever things are pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if there is anything excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
I know that we live on a little lake, and it's kind of a shallow lake, and so it gets weeds and stuff, and I am the weed queen. So I get out there, and, you know, you can't do chemical in our lake, so I'm out there, and I pull these weeds, you know, and I'm boatloads of weeds, and It just has, it's got into me. It's like almost, I shouldn't even say it's like an addiction, but it's like you get out there and you go, one more boat. And then I go up off my deck and I look over my lake and it's a beautiful lake. And there's just a wood background behind it and everything. And all I see is I look down and I see the line where I stopped weeding. And it's like, there's more weed. I mean, I could weed the whole lake, I'm afraid, but there's not enough time in the day. But, you know, I look down and go, there's the line and there's the weeds. And I, you know, it just, it ruins it for me. It ruins the whole thing for me because what? I'm focusing just on the negative. I'm focusing right there on the weeds when my, this beautiful lake is right sitting outside my deck and I'm like, I gotta go pull more weeds. And so I bet that's happening maybe in an area in your life, maybe with a spouse or a kid where you're just seeing the negative, 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 and you're missing the beautiful part. And so if that speaks something to you, jot that down because it's time to change, isn't it? We got to think positive.
And sometimes people are sending stuff at you all the time. They're sending negative things. So this is how you handle it. In Romans 12, 2, it says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. The opposite seeds, the opposite things. Or in Proverbs 15, 1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words, that'll stir up anger and make it worse for you. And Jesus said in Luke 6, 27, but I tell you, you who hear me, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those that mistreat you. If someone strikes you on the one cheek, turn the other cheek to him. Turn to him the other also. If someone takes your coat, give him your cloak also. Because you don't want to reap the same thing. If I strike back at that person that hit me in the face, I'm going to reap the same thing he is. Probably the police are going to arrest both of us on the spot, you know. But I don't want to reap, I don't want to sow the same seeds. And Jesus didn't want us to sow the same seeds that they were putting out by anger. And even pray for those that mistreat you wrongly, because they're going to reap a terrible reward.
Yeah, you bless those that curse you. Think, why did he say that? Because those people that are cursing you need your prayers. They're headed for some awful reaping, you know. And it's so hard because when somebody says something mean to you, even if it's your kids, it's your brother, and he says something mean to you, don't you feel like they deserve it, you know? And that's normal. They sowed a really nasty seed, and they kind of deserve a nasty response because that's the way it works. You sow and you reap. But the problem is as Christians, we're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to respond back to what they deserve.
Not railing for railing, not, or curse,
yeah,
for
instead,
curse.
We're supposed to plant a good seed. And thank goodness, when you plant that good seed, it stops. It stops what's coming at you. That's the best way to stop an argument. It's the best way. Is it a quiet word, or where is that?
A soft answer.
A soft answer turns away wrath. Okay.
So we want to plant with a purpose right here. Okay. And so you have a little video clip right there for us. Will it play?
Yeah. Will it work?
You're going to like this one, kids.
This is for the kids, if it will work.
It's about frog and toad on there.
We're planting with a purpose. Maybe we can hit. Will it work? It does. Can we hit the lights real quick? This is cute. I love frog and toad.
What a fine garden you have, frog. Yes, it is very nice, but it was hard work. I wish I had a garden. Well, here's some flower seeds. Plant them in the ground, and soon you'll have a garden. Quite soon. Now seeds start growing. Sunshine on them, let the rain fall.
We can stop it now.
Okay.
We can go ahead and stop it now, okay. If you can.
Can you stop it, Henry?
Otherwise, you guys are going to have to watch it. There we go. Okay.
Well, sometimes we're thinking, well, I've already tried that. And it doesn't work. But sometimes growth, the law of growth, it takes a while to get that. So don't get discouraged and plant. Don't get discouraged if you're not seeing it just happen right away. You're planting good seeds, and you're planting good seeds in people. And don't be discouraged if you don't see it right away. And don't lose hope and say, well, that doesn't work. I tried that. And then you give up, and you start planting them old seeds again, and you don't see the result of the other seeds. So sometimes it says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you don't faint.
That's right. And I actually felt like when we were preparing this that there was somebody here that just needed to hear that God is still concerned, and he knows you planted that seed. And you might have lost some hope. And he just wants you to be encouraged that if you plant that seed and you water that seed, it's going to come up. It's going to flourish. And whatever you've been hoping for and believing for, it's going to happen. And not to lose hope. He wants us to have hope. We've got also, he wants us to have faith in our seeds. Do you know that your seeds can be as big and as, I want to use the word magical, in God, you know, in his power. But if you can plant faith seeds. I've actually got three of them here.
Yeah, speak those things which aren't as though they are.
Oh, just here it is.
Letting those things, like in Mark 11:3-4, Jesus sometimes spoke to the plants. He cursed the fig tree and it dried up. You know, it says, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. So that's hang on to them faith seeds that way.
Yeah, that's a big seed, isn't it? To believe that you can move a mountain? God wants us. Did you know he wants us to have big hopes and prayers and visions? He wants us to plant big faith seeds. He wants us to grow in those things. I actually have three of these little boxes. I need three kids to raise their hand that want these. First three up. Okay, come on up, Owen. And Josiah, your hand was second. And then Brent. Okay, that's okay.
You're not a kid.
Well, you can have this anyway. Your hand was up. You hold these and keep them warm, and they're magical. They're Mexican jumping beans. Oh, sorry, honey. I didn't see you. All right. Okay, so we're going to end with, this. Look what God, did you notice that Jesus talks so much about plants and sowing? We were amazed when we got into this. And I think it's because he just looked around and he left us something that we can even see today. The lilies, he talks about Matthew 6:28. See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. And that's what we want to leave you with is, even though we've said a lot, maybe you had some bad seeds that came to your mind, you can start thinking, oh, I'm not doing this right. No, we don't want that. We just want you to let the Holy Spirit move through you, and you're going to start, and don't worry. Just let it happen through you. Plant good seeds, seeds of joy and love and kindness. Just be thinking and planting those seeds, and your garden's going to grow, and you're going to find that people are going to be coming to you. They're going to come to you because you're going to have this gorgeous garden that you're going to be able to give out to other people instead of the judgmental thoughts. You know, you're going to grow as a person, and you're going to have all these positive thoughts, and people are going to be like, I really like to be around that person. She just makes me feel so good. You know, so that's what we want to leave you with.